It's Friday morning, and of course, you know who comes in here in the 7 o'clock hour.
Heller.
Heller. Little Madeer.
Heller. How you doing?
Well, I'm going to do like the Christmas movie and call her Miss Media.
I forgot about that.
She said, my name is not Media, it's Madea. she was so good. Now, Larry the Cable Guy in that movie, they were just so good together.
Oh, I know. That was good.
And just passing Christmas. Well, speaking of Christmas.
No, wait a minute. Okay. Yes, I had a good birthday.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I mean, I figured you did. I see that big rock on your hands. I mean,
I've had that rock. Do you know Rick and I have almost been married 8 years?
Good
Can
Lord.
You believe it?
No. Gosh.
Happily married, and you guys that's out there, if you're not happily married, fix it. Make sure you happily married. You got that person, make the best of it.
You want to fix it, get happily divorced.
Negative.
Negative. I'll use Joni and Rick as an example. Don't do my example. But hey, I want to throw something else at you, because we're through Christmas, we're through your birthday, and most everybody a couple of weeks ago, Judge Joni, did what they called New Year's resolutions.
I didn't do one.
Okay. Now, and I really didn't either. But I got to tell you.
You thought about it.
Well, there is something that, and I'll share it with you off there. listen, New Year's resolutions, it is a proven fact through a lot of people who take these polls and everything, that by January 31st, people have already ditched them.
They usually blow up by the 15th.
Well, I'm going to ask you, now you know the number one and number two New Year's resolutions on the list. They're the same every year. What are they?
The diets.
Lose weight.
Diet. I can't even say it. Diet. Lose weight.
That's number two. And number one is exercise more. And
yes.
I think we should all do that.
Right now, I'm exercising my elbow. I was hungry for some breakfast.
Well, yeah, listen, I want to ask you this, though. Do you know what number seven on that list was of the top 10?
I hope it's go to church.
Well, that wasn't even anywhere in the top
10. Lord, help us all.
Okay. Now, one of them was read more. And then could I ask you that if you're going to read more, how about picking up the Bible? Because that's the best book that was ever written.
Yeah.
All right, now, but I got to ask you. Number seven was to quit smoking.
I never did.
I know, but if you smoke, that should be number one.
Yes.
Should it not?
If you're exercising, if you're eating right, that should be right on up there.
Okay, but here's my question. Was seven quit smoking because there are a lot of people now that don't anyway, or was seven quit smoking because they just don't care whether they stop or not? That's my question.
B.
Huh? B? Yeah, they don't care whether they stop or not, you know. It's kind of like John Candy. Did you ever see the movie Uncle Buck?
Oh, yeah.
It's great. I mean, it was on TV the other night. I loved it. And he told the woman, he said, you know, I quit smoking. You know, I'm on that 5-year plan. I went from cigarettes to chewing tobacco. Now I'm on cigars, and then I'm going to go to that Nicorette gum. So, I mean, he had a plan. He had it all planned out for several years.
You know what I hate?
I hate that he died.
I know.
Yeah, he was a good one.
Well, I hate to walk up in, Walmart, and they're standing right there at the door. If I want to breathe that secondhand smoke, I said, will you stand here and blow that in my face?
If I wanted to breathe secondhand smoke, I'd have stayed everywhere with my daddy, which I most always was anyway. He would be in that truck with the windows rolled up, and it, 85 degrees outside, and he's still cold and smoking Filter King Cool cigarettes. And I'm like, that's why I never got hooked on it. I hated it. But
I don't want to smell like it. I don't want my clothes to smell like it.
You're right.
And two, when I walk in cigarette smoke, I lose my voice certain perfumes.
I start sneezing. And actually, believe it or not, my ex-wife, she was actually allergic to some forms of cigarette smoke. Now, I got to be honest with you on this, though. I'm going to give a praise out.
Okay.
Whether it was, because this was before COVID. This has been, I don't know how many years it's been happening, but how thankful am I to walk into a restaurant now and you cannot smoke?
Hallelujah.
There is nothing in this world that is worse than trying to eat a nice meal that you're paid for and somebody behind you
lit up.
Is blowing camel smoke.
Yes, all in your food.
I'm like, you know, I would eat an ashtray if I don't want to do that.
Amen.
So, hey, quit smoking, read more, read the Bible.
Wait a minute. I got to get this food down because I got something on that.
Okay.
I'm sorry. This Chick-fil-A breakfast is good.
It is. You brought me a little bit, too.
Take David and I seriously. If you choose to smoke, that's your prerogative. That is your choice. But respect the ones that are around you with it. Those children, they don't need that. It's not good for them. Let them make the choice if they want to breathe it. I'm walking in a store, please move out of the way and put your cigarette somewhere else. I can't stand that. And it's so disrespectful.
And I'm going to tell you this. When I was 20, in my 20s, and my brother, he's 2 years older than me, and he won't mind me saying this, but he used to be a chain smoker. And he still smokes now, but I will tell you this. He has never. Now, we go a lot of places
together.
He does not smoke in my vehicle.
Yep.
And if he comes to my house, he goes outside on the back deck or the front porch.
Right.
And he is respectful of my house, my kids, whole nine yards.
That's the way it ought to be.
And I never have asked him not to do it. That's just the way he is. He's respectful of people. I've even known people to come in his house before, and he'll stop smoking in his own house until they leave.
Well, that is. There's one of a kind.
And so, hey, and I'm not down on you. If you smoke, I'm not judging you.
I'm not either.
I'm not judging you. Yeah, it's your choice. It's your prerogative. But you know what? I tell you, it's just it's a good thing if you can quit, okay?
Yes,
New Year's resolutions. We're going to get to some more January stuff next week. Judge Joni, have a great weekend.
You too.